Well, first of all, I want to thank John Bonifacio for coming tonight. We discovered that we didn't have any ladies that knew how to run the equipment, and so John offered to come in and be part of this. And my husband Terry is guarding the food and tasting the food, and he came and helped me clean up today. So. I'm so glad that y'all can be here. I know that it was hard coming on Friday night after work, and normally we do this on Saturday nights, but our musicians are leaving to go to a graduation right after this, up in 6 hours away. So we're thankful that they've come and played for us tonight. A huge blessing. And I want to tell you that this is our last Nourish until the fall, and we're hoping that our last Nourish in this building. We're hoping that this building will sell. We're praying that, and that we'll be moving to the next place God has in mind for us. So, but when we reconvene in the fall, we have somebody joining leadership for Nourish, and it's Gail. We're very thankful that we have a young person. And, you know, we have a lot of ministries in this church that are really run by older people. We really need some of the younger ladies and gentlemen to step up and be a part of the leadership of the church as we move forward. And so just pray about where God has a calling on your life in leadership. Gail is going to open us with prayer, and I guess you need to come up here.
Y'all pray with me. God, just thank you so much for this time that's set aside for us to not have to worry about anything but you. And I pray that you would be our focus, God, that you would be glorified and be in our midst. And God, you're welcome here. Just come and do what you want to do, God. This is your agenda, not ours. We love you. It's in your name we pray, amen.
We're going to sing again. You can sit if you want to. But yeah, whichever one you want.
Jesus. Jesus, a name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever say, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. you, Lord, like I know a friend. I wanna know you, Lord. I wanna know you, Lord, like I know a friend. I wanna know you, Lord. I'm laying down all my religion. I'm laying down. I wanna know you, Lord. I'm laying down all my religion. I'm laying down. I wanna know you, box you in, but I'm laying down. I wanna know you, Lord. I used to think that I could box you in, but I'm laying down. I wanna know you, Lord. I will rejoice in the gospel. I will rejoice in you, Lord. I will rejoice in the simple gospel. I will rejoice in you, don't measure up. Lord, I've been told I'm not good enough, but you're here with me.
I reach out
and you find me in the dust. Say no amount of untruths can separate us. I reach out and you find me in the dust. And they say no amount untruths can separate us.
I reach out
and you find me in the dust. And they say no amount of untruths separate. hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord.
Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence. I'd rather be, no place I'd rather be, no place I'd rather be than here in your love, here in your love. No place I'd rather be, no place I'd rather be, no place I'd rather be than here in your love, here in your love. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. There's no place I'd rather be, no place I'd rather be, no place I'd rather be than here in your love, here in your love. No place I'd rather be, no place I'd rather be, no place I'd rather be than here in your love, here in your love. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Your glory. that is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. In your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Okay, so this is Trish McKay. My job is to introduce her. So Trish and I have known each other, we think we've tabulated around about 10 years. We're 10 to 12, something from homeschooling. Mm-hmm. And we started being friends, we figured out this week, through prayer. It was really based in prayer, because at our homeschool co-op, I one day thought, okay, if we have a break time, let's go in this little, literally, closet and pray. Anybody want to do it? And I think Trish was the only one. She's like, I'm there.
Goodness,
and
yes.
So she and I started praying together at the homeschool co-op. So that's how we started. And then dance became our other big connection, because her daughter Kate was one of the ones that was in praise dance for, I think, about 4 or 5 years. And you may remember her from doing the dance camp recitals here. She was always the littlest, always the cutest, always the spunkiest, always the curls everywhere. And so you might remember her. And so Trish's motto, which is why I own this t-shirt at all, is choose joy. So she is here to tell you why that is her motto.
One of them, yes.
That's an acceptable introduction, because I was like, I know there's things you don't want me to say about. No. She's an awesome Christian.
Oh, stop.
I know, don't always.
Stop.
She is such
stop
inspiration.
It, stop. No.
None of us are ordinary, but she is just another believer. In
just
Christ.
Another
walking
girl.
Out.
Yeah, I normally, when I'm in front of people, I'm singing and leading worship, and I never thought I would be a public speaker, because that would mean it was me in front of people, and they were looking at me and listening to my words, and I was not comfortable with that, and I'm still not, and but I'm not nervous at all, because this isn't my words. I feel like God has really given me something, and I can't not talk about it. So before I get started, I'm going to pray. Just to frame my heart and mind, I'm going to pray again for us. So, God, thank you so much. I can't thank you enough. Thank you for your presence that's in this place. Thank you that you never leave us, that you never forsake us. God, thank you so much for each one of your daughters here. And I pray you would open our hearts, that you would just use me, Lord, as a channel only a channel only of your love. Lord, Holy Spirit, just put words in me that I would speak. And I thank you that you have ordained this night for us to be together. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so I'm going to start off by being weird. Because I want to tell you something that is like, probably never thought about this before, but I'm going to tell you, you and I are best friends forever. You and I, like, you haven't met me before. Some of you have. Some of you never thought you'd be best friends with me, ever, right? Like, we're not best friends on earth, but we are best friends forever. And when we get to eternity, we're all best friends. So you ask if I'm nervous talking, I'm like, no, because you're all my best friends forever. And I'm your best friend, and I'm weird, and I have like a stain on my pants, and I went too wild with my wings and my eyeliner, and I couldn't fix it because it was too late. And whatever, we have issues, right? We're girls, and we have issues, and we're loved, and I don't care anymore. Like, if we don't get along now, it doesn't even bother me as much as it used to, because I have eternity glasses on now, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this will be like one of those sins that's forgotten as far as the east is from the west, and we'll not even remember it one day. And we're going to just be having so much fun together, and I'm going to think you're the coolest person I've ever met. I am. So like when Jesus said, pray that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven, I think about that every time I meet someone, and I don't think about you as a person here on earth to judge or to compare myself to. Think of you as this eternal being that is awesome and I get to spend eternity hanging out with and learning about and learning how God used you and used your story to impact others. And I can't wait to read everybody's book. All right, I'm getting ahead of myself. I want, since we're BFFs, I want to take a selfie with my BFFs. So scooch in. We're all BFFs. You're BFFs with your neighbor. Tell your neighbor that you're best friends forever. Okay, ready? One, wait. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Yay! So that's what BFFs do. Okay, now we're just friends now, and I'm not like higher than you. I'm not gonna stand on the stage. I only tell you what my testimony is. It's my testimony. It's my life. And it's just amazing what God has done. So it's really cool to be able to talk to you. Thank you, Terry, for inviting me. I do have notes, so I will be reading because I can't. Like, if I didn't have notes, I could probably talk even longer. So anyway, I'm going to stick to it. Thanks for inviting me, because right off the bat, this is one of the scriptures. I'm going to go heavy on scripture tonight, which also is really cool for me. I never thought I'd do that either. And so one of the scriptures that's really meant a lot to me is Revelation 12:11, which says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And I know the blood of the Lamb, he did that. And that's what made the way for us. But the word of our testimony, I'm like, I know now, I learned really early on in the last year that sharing how God's good to me and God's faithful to me and God loves me and he was there for me, the testimony that he's given me actually gives me strength. And so I have to thank you for letting me come and gain strength and faith from being able to talk about God and how good he is. So it's really hard to condense all the things that he's done for me, and my testimony is like at least 15, 16, I think I'm up to 17 different topics and parts, and we can't do that tonight. But if you ever want to, you know, have coffee in a 3-hour testimony session, I would love to, because we're best friends. And I'm really an open book, and I just don't want to stop talking, but I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to trust that God is going to help me say exactly what I need to say tonight, and that is encouraging to you. I like to think of myself as a watering can for Jesus, just watering the seeds that he's already placed in your heart and just giving you encouragement. That's my joy, is to give other people encouragement. So there's plenty of you that I don't think I know, for like I haven't ever met before. So I'm going to tell you that I've been married to a wonderful, loving husband, Ben, for 20 years. And 20 years this fall. We have three awesome, smart, talented teenage boys, Baker, Noah, and Jacob. They're 18, 16, and 14 right now. And yes, my grocery budget is huge. It's not even groceries anymore, you guys. I'm just taking them out to eat. It's just, I don't know. Anyway, whatever. Failings. Okay, so I have one amazing, beautiful, beautiful, talented, fun, funny daughter named Kate. And she lives in heaven now. And I just love imagining what she's doing. I'm really proud of her. I can't believe everything she accomplished in 9 years. What happened? Well, last April, my Kate was diagnosed with leukemia. Out of the blue, no warning, and I did not know that that could happen. All of a sudden, cancer was a part of our life. And we never had cancer in our life. Grandparents, nothing. So she started chemotherapy, and they told me that this is the best cancer to get because it has a 90% cure rate, which sounds really great. Until you're the 10%. So I don't like statistics anymore. And anyway, don't put your trust in what people say. Immediately upon diagnosis, though, it was the coolest thing because we were in the room, the pediatric ER at Memorial, and the Holy Spirit gave me a word. It was a gift. It just dropped from heaven. He dropped the word adventure into my mind, and that was it. From that point on, I looked at Kate and I was like, you and I are on an adventure now. Okay, God has given us an adventure to go on together, and we're going to meet people and we're going to do things and go places that we've never been able to do. And adventures are scary and adventures have danger, but they're always rewarding. You know, you get to the end of an adventure and you're happy you went on it, and we can trust that God's always with us. This is going to be fun. This is exciting. And from the very second we heard leukemia, it was framed an adventure. And I thank God for that so much. So he gave me the gift of a frame. And quickly and unexpectedly, an infection and it happened. And she had a bacterial infection, and with like zero white blood cells now because of chemotherapy wiping them out, she was what they call neutropenic. And that means that, like, any bacteria at all, her body just can't fight it off like you and I could. She got an infection, and her body went into septic shock. And she then spent 8 days, 7.5 days in the PICU, the pediatric ICU, before she finally passed away. And so total, from diagnosis to heaven, was 20 days, and it was so fast. Everyone was like shocked. All the medical professionals were like, you know, this doesn't happen usually. Usually it's a 2 year, 2.5 year long drawn out process of treatments and clinics and bone marrow transplants if she needs one and all of this stuff. And it was 8 days in the hospital room, learning how to deal with all the things, 2 days at home, pick you 7 days. And so 20 days in April, which is probably going to be the name of my book one day, 20 days in April. Anyway, that I just want you to know that those 8 days in the PICU were the holiest, most set apart days. The glory, the weight of God's presence, I've never felt it as strong. And if you came and prayed, you know what I'm talking about. It was so evident that the Lord was there walking the halls with me. He was holding me. And that's what I always told people. If they asked how I was doing, I would say, I'm held. I don't know how I'm doing. All I know is that I'm held, and he's holding me so tight. And it was really cool because in just that short amount of time, we had 2,800 people on a Facebook group praying around the world and around the clock for Kate and for our family. And I just wish that every believer could experience the power that you feel when 2,800 people are crying out to God on your behalf all at once. I just wish that we could feel that. And I don't want you to go through any hardships, but I just, it was really cool to know that the body of Christ can do that. We have that much power, and we should pray more. That's one of my takeaways. And it was just really holy. So some scriptures that I want to go into that really helped, that help me and encourage me during that time and since. Well, one of them was just this easy piece of scripture. Everybody uses it. Football games and basketball games, Philippians 4:13. It's just like a wash. You just throw it away now. I can do all things through Christ, because we're talking about winning basketball games. Okay, and that just, whatever team you're on, who cares? That's not about that anymore for me. For me, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me means I can watch my daughter die and not lose hope because of what he's done and his strength. That is strength. That is power. And that is a miracle. I mean, really honestly, I trust in his strength now because he can get me through anything. I know it. So one of the things that it was my life verse before this happened, and then of course it comes full circle and it really means even more, is Psalm 139:16. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. And I can think about Kate's life, and I can say all the days, 9.5 years, written in his book for Kate before even one of them came to be. He knew her first day, and he knew her last day, and he was with her all the time, and she lived her life to the fullest. And I trust him with her story, and I know that his reward for her is bigger than anything I could give her on earth. And I'm so proud of her. But then I think about it for me, and I'm thinking, my story that he's writing for me, that he ordained before I even existed on earth, it contains a chapter called Kate. And it contains a chapter of Kate's death. And it contains all the good and the bad parts. And it's epic, and it's amazing, and it's an adventure, and there's scary times, and there's dark times, but the light times and the happy times are there too. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is writing my story to have the best ending that I could ever imagine. I can't even imagine. It's so glorious. It's so out of this world glorious. And he can't wait to give me that ending. To get me there, he's had to walk me through some hard times. And I trust him. And that is a miracle. It is a mountain that was moved in my life. It was a sea that was parted. The fact that I stand here and I can say, I trust him, and I know he has good plans for me, and I know he loves me. Do y'all agree that that's pretty much a miracle? The one thing you said, not this one, not this. You can have everything, but not this. This is my precious. This is my favorite. This is my love and my joy, not her. And I had for years doubted God's love for me and fought with him on that. And your songs were so great tonight, because it really speaks to all of us when we've been told to be ashamed of ourselves, we've been told that we're not good enough, told that we have to live up to some sort of standard and we're never going to reach it, all the while praising Jesus for the work he did on the cross. And gosh, you guys, that just doesn't go together. It does not go together. But it's so cool that he can use even the hardest, most horrible times in our lives when we completely just surrender to him. And we're like, okay, you are in control and I choose to trust you. You know, he can use those in our life. That's why I'm excited to read. I can't wait to read my story. The story that he's writing when I get to heaven. And you can read it too, because all of the bad stuff, he's blotted out anyway. So it's like all of your stories you get to read one day are going to only have the good parts. Not all the bad thoughts, not all the bad decisions. It's only going to have the good parts. And it's going to be amazing. And it's still going to have adventure. And it's still going to have danger. But it's going to be like, oh, I can't believe he did that with you. And oh, that must have felt awesome. And you're like, yeah, you were really awesome. So I've been going off book. So let me see. He is good. He can use the bad times for good. He can turn him on this head, on its head. Anything that the enemy means for evil, I know he can turn it on its head. Since he can gloat over the enemy through how he works in your life. And I know that he's gloating right now, and I kind of am too. It's like, you thought you would just nail that coffin shut, right? Because you're going to just once and for all make sure that Trish doesn't think she's loved by God or chosen by God. Guess what? The thing that he meant for evil, it has blown up in his face. And I know for sure beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is good, he is for me, and he's a loving God. All right. So I have such hope now. And one little story that I heard on a Facebook video that Tim Tebow did really kind of like sums it up. And he said, imagine that you're in a football game and in the first quarter you're down 50-0. Like seriously, they don't even score 50 points in football games if you don't know. So like you're down 50-0 in the first quarter. How would you feel? Completely dejected, completely done. No joy, nothing, like whatever. You just don't want to play anymore. You might as well quit and go home. This isn't going to happen for you today. And then he said, what if somebody that knew from the future would tell you, don't give up because you are going to win this game. I've seen it. You're going to win this game that you're down 50-0. You're going to come back. You're going to have such a comeback at the end. Just wait. You're going to win it. Then how would you feel? I live every day now thinking, oh, I might be down 50-0 right now, but I know that there's a comeback. There's a comeback where I get to win because Jesus has already won. And I have this song running through my head today and yesterday. It's on Air One now. I think it's from Mercy Me. And it's, what if I was the one to tell you that the fight's already been won? It's not good news. It's the best news ever. Okay? It's the best news ever. The gospel is just a church word now that we just whatever. It's not just good news. It is the best news ever, you guys. We win. We win. Let's live like we win. So what if something bad happens today? We win. So what if we have a failing? We win. So what if somebody doesn't like us? We win, and we're going to be best friends in heaven. It's okay. I know it's going to be okay. And you should know it's going to be okay. That's how you can have joy, no matter what the circumstances. So I love that. I love that story. Okay. Let's see. So, all the days ordained for me written in his book before one of them came to be. And so, if I am still here, if I woke up this morning, then there is a page in my book with this date on it, and I'm supposed to be here. He is completely in control of our first day and our last day, and our final breath is in his hands. He knows when it's going to happen, but it's not going to happen before we're ready. It's not going to happen before he's ready to bring us home and give us that best glorious ending that we could ever hope for. And so if he wants me here, then I can just wake up and I can think about, okay, Lord, don't let me miss what's on this page today. Don't let me miss that person that I could encourage, or, you know, that word I can speak, or that act of service that I can do that would bless someone. Don't let me miss loving someone that you have in my life today. And sometimes for us, it's the same people over and over because we live with them, and it gets really boring and hard because we see their good stuff and their bad stuff, and they see ours, which makes it hard sometimes. But yeah, that's what eternal glasses have done for me, is that when I wake up, I think, okay, I woke up. Step one. Now, what am I going to do today that affects eternity? How am I going to store up treasures in heaven where it will not ever be stolen or rust or moths? You know the verse. And so that's what I think about. And everything now has to have an eternal significance. And it's like, how many verses do we know and that we've read that say to think on things of eternity? And to fix your eyes on Jesus and run the race towards the goal and the end. And it's like we get so caught up in every day, our life here that we're building. And it's a gift that the life here that I was building for myself has been permanently put in heaven. I can look at it as a gift because now my heart is there. My treasure is there. My joy is there. I can't wait to get there. And I want to bring all y'all with me. Because like there are some people, I don't think you can believe this, but there are some people that don't like me. And I don't understand. It's fine. No. But if they have Jesus, we get to be best friends in heaven. So it's just, it changes your attitude about life. Like, I don't care if you don't like me right now. Whatever. We'll be having fun hanging out. So I think it's exciting. I think that big or small, if anything that we do is in love, then it lasts forever. Everything that's done in love lasts forever. And it's, what's the verse that says, I don't have it written down, but it's the only thing that counts is faith expressed as love. Y'all know that verse? It's true. So if I do something in love, that counts. And it lasts forever. And I'm storing up treasures in heaven. And now that my daughter's there, every time I do anything through Jesus' strength, and I know that it was in love and faith shown by act of love, I imagine in my head a little gemstone flying across the sky in heaven and landing in my mansion that Jesus is building for me. And Kate sees it and goes, oh, hey, Mom. You know, like she's storing up treasure in heaven. Just think about that. It motivates me. And like, I think it should motivate you too. You've got people that are cheering you on in heaven, whether you know them or not, they're watching. Therefore, we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. So let's press on and run this race. I mean, my daughter's part of the great cloud of witnesses now. So I'm like, hey, Kate, I'm running the race today. And she's cheering for me. And I know, and you have people cheering for you. Like I said, even if you've never met them before. But you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. I know we'll all be surprised when we get to eternity. And they're like, oh, I was cheering for you. I was praying for you. You know, it's just so cool that we have this eternal family to rejoice with and to do life with. And so one of the things that has really happened to me when my daughter went to heaven is that I think about it all the time. And it's like, if you had a child that went to a foreign country and said, bye, I'm moving to this foreign country, wouldn't you learn everything about that foreign country? You would learn everything you could. And that's how it has been for me. I think, like I said, I think of it as a gift that I can contemplate eternity and my eternal destiny and know that I won't miss it because I have given the pen to the master author and he's writing my story. So, John 16:33, in this world you will have trouble. Jesus said that. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So we like to talk about all the promises of God, but we don't like to talk about that promise of Jesus, that we will have trouble. It's true. And unfortunately, we do live in this messed up world, that sin has entered and messed up. And we will have struggles, and we will suffer here. He did. And he said, we will too. But take heart. I have overcome the world. That means we win. And life here is really hard. It's full of trials, sufferings, but it is temporary. And that always sticks with me too now. That's one of the gifts of having a daughter in heaven, is that I know that this life isn't it. This life is temporary. This life is just the setup. It's just the setup for the best reward in the glorious reunion. And I just want to let you know that, so marriage here, I've been talking about Kate, but marriage here on earth, I'm just going to be straight with you guys that aren't married yet. It's hard. It's hard because they're another person and they're not going to be all about you all the time. You think they would, but whatever. I am married to an amazing, faithful, loving, smart, funny, talented provider. Okay? I have a great husband, but it's hard. And it makes me want something more. And I just like to think that my daughter, the only husband she'll ever know is the perfect man. The only perfect man that ever walked the earth, Jesus, is her husband forever. And guys, that's our husband too. He is our true husband. We get an awesome wedding feast one day. And he is, he's so romantic, he died for you. That's pretty romantic. He gave up heaven for you and died for you so that he could spend more time with you. Just that. And then he's a master carpenter and he's building you a house of your dreams for just you and him. I get excited about heaven now. Thanks, Kate. Thanks. It's like one of my hashtags. I'm like, thanks, Kate. Every time I like think about something that I never would have thought about before, I'm like, thanks, Kate. Because, you know, she fulfilled her purpose on life. There were many, but one of them was getting my faith right. So, all right. I've been talking a lot longer than I thought I would. And so I'm going to cut out like one of those 17 things. And you can ask me about my tattoo later. Sorry, Terry. And then I'm a never tattooer, but it's a story. It's awesome. All right. I want to get to this verse. Romans 8:16-18. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, heirs also. Heirs of God and fellow heirs of Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified in him. There it is again, we are going to suffer, but there's glory. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time, temporary, like flashing lights, temporary. I'm temporarily without Kate. You're temporarily sad or in financial trouble. You're temporarily going through a hard time. It's temporary. And, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not even worthy to be compared to the glory that will be revealed to us and in us. It's going to blow our minds off our heads. It's just crazy good. It is. And so I just want to encourage you to live your life knowing that you win. 2 Corinthians 4:17 through 18, for this light momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison as we look not to things that are seen, but to things that are unseen. For things that are seen are transient, they'll pass away. But things that are unseen are eternal. And with that as the solid rock of a foundation upon which we stand, how can we not face anything? We know the end. We win. Spoiler. So I just want you to know that God doesn't owe us anything. You know that? I don't know. I feel like that has kind of a lie that Christians believe. It's hard to say. But he really doesn't owe us anything. He didn't owe me to heal my daughter and make her live a long, long life and me to be able to do all the things that I had in my mind for my future. He doesn't owe that to me. He doesn't owe me anything. Because see, like, if all he ever did for me, ever, was send his son to die for my sins so that I could live forever with him, even at the lowest level of eternity, just not dying, just be there with him, that was way more than I could ever deserve. He didn't owe me anything, but he has given me so many gifts on this temporary earth that I can have good gifts. He loves to give us good gifts. And every good, perfect gift that comes from the Father of lights, it's like, now I see it and I just thank him for it, because he didn't have to. He didn't have to give me that. But he's so good. And he loves us so much. He lavishes gifts on us. I have a home. I have the love of family and friends. Every day we have gifts from him to be grateful for. In this world, we will have trouble, but it's all temporary, and the end is better than we can even imagine. And he restores to us everything our enemy has stolen. Also, spoiler, it's all coming back anyway, so don't even worry about it. All of it coming back multiple times over. Sorry, he's a loser. Really big, big fat loser. And I've been asking for a while now, about a year, for a front row seat when he gets thrown into the pit of hell. I can't wait. I feel like we're all going to get a front row seat because he's taken too much from us. And he's gonna end. Tell me God isn't good. I mean, how could a good God let Kate die? I know you're thinking it because a lot of people do. He is so good. And even when bad things happen, he can turn them on its head and we win in the end, and it's temporary and all the things I've been telling you. It's the truth. He is so sweet. He never leaves me. He's holding my hand. He's right here beside me. Jesus. He's in me. He's spirit. He is always around me, and he's close to the brokenhearted. And when I'm weak, he is strong. When I realize I'm weak and I'm still standing here, I know he's strong. Is there evil in this world? Yes. Is there suffering here that hurts to the point you can't breathe? Yes. But Jesus told us to take heart. He's overcome the world. We get to rise again with him and overcome the world with him. And he tells us that we're overcomers. He looks at us and says, you win. You're more than conquerors. You're an overcomer. And, you know, by the way, you're co-heirs with me, and I'm inheriting everything from the King of the universe. It's no big deal. So you get to inherit it too. It's too much, right? It's getting too good, right? This is the best story ever. It's good news. It's great news. It's the best. Why don't we have joy thinking about it? Eternity, I heard somebody say he's coming back soon. Just that thought just thrills us. Like, it should. It should get us going. It should say, oh, who can I love today? Because I need more treasure in my mansion. I can't wait to get there. And it's going to be beautiful because I've been loving so much. Right? Yeah. He told us to do that. He told us to think that way. That's not sinful. Do anything in love. never sin to love. All right, so we can do this. We can do this. We can frame our life. We can say, okay, it's going to be an adventure. We will have trouble. We know that. We will suffer with Christ. We know that. But we know that we win in the end. And he's good. Because guess what? He can't not be good. And he loves you. Do you believe that? If you don't, or if you question it, can you come find me today, tonight? I want to look at you and I want to tell you that you're loved. Because I have fought that fight. And I finally had to give up and surrender that fight. And I want you to know that you're loved, just as you are. He did not wake up this morning and decide to love you, okay? No, he's not making a choice to love you every morning. He is love, and he loves you so much. And I want you to believe that. He's so faithful. In closing, I would like to share a gift that my daughter left me. She'll always be here on this earth with me because of this. So many reasons, but this is a pretty lavish gift that God used her to give me. In the hospital, after Kate's first round of chemotherapy, she was given a prayer journal by a believer. We were given a lot of gifts, and so I don't remember who exactly gave us the prayer journal. One day, maybe, we'll find out. But somebody gave her a prayer journal, and in the prayer journal that first day of chemo, she wrote, and it is the only thing that she ever wrote in her prayer journal. She didn't have time to fill it up. And that's another thing I think about, like, finding out, I'm going to fill up my prayer journal, because she couldn't, you know? In her 9-year-old writing and spelling, I'll read it to you. I started chemo today. I'm glad it didn't hurt because I'm covered in prayers. Even in the hard and hurting, you are still my Father. Lord, I praise you even when I'm weak. And I thank you, Lord, for everything you've done to me. And I ask you not only to heal me, but everyone who needs it. Amen. Even in the hard and hurting, you're still my Father, Lord. I can pray that too now. I can pray that. And I praise you even when I'm weak. And I thank you, Lord, for everything you've done to me. And I ask you not only to heal me, but everyone who needs it. Even in the hard and hurting. My daughter wrote that. My 9-year-old. It's not like she did that every day of her life. It was such a special moment. Where she was filled with the Holy Spirit, I believe. And she wrote those words that are like a Psalm of David almost. And it blows me away. She could not have known that I would lean on those words for the rest of my life whenever I face a difficult time. And when things get tough, but God knew. God knew, and he gave that to me. That was a gift. And he didn't have to give it, but he did. And God also knew that since Kate was my main focus every day, I'm a homeschool mom and she was my last, my teenage boys take all their classes with other people. She was my last student. My daily job was to teach her, but also my joy. She was my favorite role. Being Kate's mom was my favorite role. And I'll always be Kate's mom and that's cool too. But he knew that I was going to need, well, I was going to have some unknowns about my life in the future. I wouldn't know really what to do every day. It would, you know, I would need something to hold on to. He gave me a motto, a slogan, through artwork that Kate did the last week of her life. And it hangs on my bedroom wall by my bed, and I see it every morning and every night. And it says, trust his path. And my journey's not over. My adventure isn't over. And so I feel like good advice from my daughter. Trust his path. So that's what I'm going to do. Thank you.
Pray for her right now.
You can speak into my chest.
Since we're BFF.
No.
Hope I can get through this. Well, Father God, we just want to thank you for Trish. and for her willingness to come and to share her heart, Lord. And it's not even her willingness, because we can see you in her. And all of us who've had children and grandchildren understand her heart. But we thank you that you have filled her not only with joy to share, but with hope and love. And all of this is just so apparently from you, Father. And so we're thankful that she brought us such good news, that no matter what our adventure is, that we can be joyful and we can have hope, because tomorrow belongs to you. And so we thank you, Father God, for bringing her here tonight, for her willingness to share all that you've done in her life, Lord, and to give us the good news that we not only get to be BFFs with her, but with Tim Tebow.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So we just ask that you continue to cover her, Lord, with your love and your strength and all the goodness that you have put into her. What a beautiful message that she has to share, Lord. And we thank you that it's you. It's all you. And we give you the praise and the honor and the glory for all that you have done in Trisha's life.
Thank you.
And I look forward to meeting Kate one day. We love you, Lord. We thank you again for tonight. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
All right. So you have the opportunity. We're going to break into three groups.